Welcome. This is an Office 365, specifically OneDrive for Business, Microsoft Virtual Academy course. My name is Curtis. I'm here with my good friend Chris, and we're going to talk today about about OneDrive for Business within Office 365. Before we get started, let's just introduce ourselves. Again, my name is Curtis Saun. I'm a technology solutions professional with Microsoft. I've been with Microsoft about 7 years, most of which has been in our consulting organization. And I specialize in Office 365, and mainly where Office 365 meets the desktop. I do a lot of discussion and a lot of demos about Office 365 Pro Plus and deployment and compatibility, and really where, again, client meets cloud.
Right.
And Chris, I'll hand it over to you.
Sure. So I'm Chris Oakman. I'm with Eastridge out of North Carolina. I'm the Vice President, Chief Infrastructure Officer at Eastridge. Eastridge is, and me in particular, is a member of the Partner Advisory Council for Office 365. We have over 19 years focused on SMB. I do, primarily focused on public cloud and Office 365 and SMB. Eastridge as a whole, we're a Microsoft Cloud Champion Club member. We hold 3 gold competencies, 3 silver competencies, over 200 active customers leveraging Microsoft Cloud solutions. So we run 4 divisions at Eastridge. I run our SMB practice. We have an enterprise SharePoint practice, a CRM practice, and advanced infrastructure practice. So that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's good. It's a different way. I mean, it's funny. You and I represent 2 different ways of getting to cloud services. I mean,
right.
It sounds like you've been involved in cloud services when cloud services started. I just got recently more involved in the last few years, and I've been mainly focused on client deployment, desktop management, infrastructure management, and the industry is changing.
Yes.
And I decided a few years ago to make somewhat of a career shift and said, you know what, I need to get more into cloud services.
Yep.
Fortunately, that career decision slightly predated Office 365 Pro Plus, which really is client deployment in a cloud-enabled way. So
right.
It's different. It's a different way to attack cloud services. So it's just interesting that they're both considered cloud services, but in a different way. And it kind of represents how our customers get into cloud services as well. When we talk about OneDrive for Business, storing data in the cloud, and some people with just Pro Plus, they just want to have it cloud-enabled. Or if Exchange Online, mail in the cloud.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Great. Great. So our course topics today, we have 2 modules today. One on OneDrive for Business. First, module 1 is what is OneDrive for Business and syncing libraries. And module 2 is OneDrive for Business sharing and administration. So let's dive right into module 1. Let's start with who this is for. What's our target audience? Our target audience is Office 365 admin tasked with managing Office 365, the Microsoft partner tasked with maintaining customer tenants. Suggested prerequisites. We have a couple recommended prereqs. Of course, Microsoft Virtual Academy. There's some great videos on administering Office 365 for small businesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Who might have done that, Chris?
I cannot remember. Mm. I cannot remember who did that one.
I think it's someone very, very handsome.
And then a great Microsoft Press book, Microsoft Office 365 Administration Inside and Out. That's a really great book of knowledge for Office 365.
Yeah, great reference, right?
Great reference, yep. We've tailored this for the IT pro that needs to get up to speed fast on OneDrive for Business. We have some real-world tips and tricks, and we're hopefully going to keep this pretty fast-paced and with some great action-packed demos that can be reviewed from this recording while you watch the PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, the PowerPoints can be downloaded for later consumption, and so that's why the demos, we're going to go through them and explain them, and you can keep reviewing it. So the content is fast-paced because we want to make sure we don't take up a lot of your time. We also want you to be able to reference this later on, so it's not just a bunch of high-level bullet points.
Right. Yep, great. So, and just a plug for the Microsoft Virtual Academy community, there's free online learning tailored for IT pros and developers, over 1 million registered users, up-to-date, relevant training on a variety of Microsoft products.
So, you know, that's actually really important, and Microsoft Virtual Academy kind of represents how we, as a company, are moving more towards cloud services, in that we're able to innovate a lot quicker, deliver value a lot faster. So that puts a big strain on our content publishers, right? Because there's always new stuff. And Microsoft Virtual Academy represents how we're delivering up-to-date content. So go to the MVA site, MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, and about every day you're going to see new content. And you can search for existing stuff as well.
Great. All right, so let's dive right into module one. What is OneDrive for Business? I believe this is my module, so... So we're going to module overview. What is OneDrive for Business? How to access it? Differences between OneDrive and OneDrive for Business, two totally different applications, and synchronization.
So similar, but different.
Similar, but different. Yep. What is OneDrive for Business? So OneDrive for Business, a personal library intended for storing and organizing your work documents. And I stress the last two words, these are your work documents. This is not your personal photos, those kind of things. This is for work information, stuff that you want to share with other employees within your organization. You know, those kind of things, documents, Excel, Word, PowerPoints.
Your stuff.
Your stuff,
the stuff that you use at work.
Stuff that you used to store in that, what was it called? F drive, right? Stuff that you used to store
Your home
drive. Your home drive, right, exactly. So this is your work information. So, and all files that you store in OneDrive for Business are private initially, and only you can see them unless you decide to share them. So you remember that work documents? They're private, okay?
Well, so it's a good replacement for home drives because that's where you can put your stuff.
Correct.
But as you'll see, OneDrive for Business has additional capabilities where you can then share them with others without having to send them as an attachment.
Right.
So yes, send attachment to multiple people. Now there's multiple versions out there. It can be a big pain to manage.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we can what can we do with it? We can store and share files. We have unlimited cloud storage has been announced. It may not be in your tenant yet, your Office 365 tenant, but it has been announced. So we are okay with telling everybody about it here. Maximum file size is still 2 gigabytes.
Currently. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, exactly. Share files and folders, we can do that. And most file types are supported. You know, you still can't share... put an executable file in OneDrive or an MSI file, those kind of things.
So it's interesting, and we were joking about, you know, currently, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it's 2 gigs. So in, I think it was September of 2014, we announced that OneDrive, our consumer version, now has, what is it, instead of a 2 gig file size limit, now it's 10 gig.
Right.
And so then the speculation is, oh, it's coming to OneDrive for Business.
Yeah.
We don't know when, we think soon, but that's why I keep stressing, currently, it's 2 gig.
Right, exactly.
But you're right, and about not being able to sync EXEs, the good news is that we haven't seen a lot of feature requests and product and support escalations that say, I need to have EXEs available. It's really about making sure you can get your stuff wherever you go. If I want to use a tablet, a phone, a PC, my home computer, all my work stuff that I need to work on is available to me.
Yep, great. So... we've got some different ways to check our usage. Not as prevalent now that we have unlimited storage, but you may want to check it anyways. You know, how much are you using? Right now, on most tenants, you're going to see a 1 terabyte limit, unless you've been upgraded already. So right-click, easy way to check it, right-click the OneDrive for Business Sync client in the notification area on a Windows PC, and click Manage Storage on the shortcut menu. You'll see a bar graph, as you see down here in the lower portion of my screen. You know, you're gonna see a bar graph like this. It shows how much you've used. You can see in mine, I haven't used very much at all in wherever we got this screenshot.
So what's interesting, and right now that there's unlimited storage, with OneDrive for Business is the need to check your storage seems not as great. However, one of the features of OneDrive for Business is you can sync your content locally. And a lot of modern devices don't come, well, I don't know if any modern device that comes with unlimited storage.
Unlimited storage, right.
So you need to be able to track how much stuff is there, because if you're going to sync all of it, you could run into some problems.
Sure. So if the sync client's not installed, you can log into the Microsoft portal, log in with your credentials, click OneDrive in the blue navigation bar, click the gear icon upper right corner, choose site settings. On the site settings page, under the site collection administration heading, click storage metrics. It's a lot easier just to right-click on the icon and, and check storage. And manage storage. A couple different ways that you can access. I think we're going to demo those shortly. And access from anywhere.
Okay.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
All right. So, yeah, and that's one of the biggest use cases of storing stuff in the cloud, is that regardless if your computer breaks or I drop my tablet and I don't have access to it anymore, as long as my stuff is stored in the cloud in OneDrive for Business, I can get it wherever I go.
Right.
And that's not just replacing my Windows laptop or my tablet. It's I can get it from, again, my phone device or my tablet, any tablet, or a Windows PC or computer. And that's one of the goals, is being able to access your stuff wherever you go.
Yep. So, So access files from a web browser. You can certainly use a web browser. From any web browser, access OneDrive.com and log in. You'll get prompted for whether you want to access your personal OneDrive, consumer edition, or your OneDrive for Business. So you'll get that prompt if you go to Outlook.com or OneDrive.com.
Outlook.com. Now, my favorite way to access it is just to go to Office.com and sign in from there. And then because OneDrive for Business is one of several Office 365 services, it'll show up there. Now, OneDrive.com is another shortcut in there. And that's it's purposeful, right? People are comfortable with the things they're comfortable with, which is why there's more than one entry point in there. So I like to go to Office.com. Chris likes to go to OneDrive.com. And it's really, we want to make sure that it's accessible from wherever you go.
Absolutely. So access files directly from Microsoft Office desktop applications. So if you've got Office Pro Plus installed, Office 2013, we can access our OneDrive for Business directly. In this screenshot, it's shown as a SharePoint link, because OneDrive for Business really is housed inside of SharePoint. So that's the way it's presented. Anywhere with any device. So there are apps for Windows 8, Windows Phone, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Phone 8.1, Android, and Apple. New, since the latest version of the iPhone, it now supports Touch ID on iOS. So now you can use your fingerprint to log in, which is kind of cool. Demo.
Oh, all right. May I?
You may.
Okay, cool. So let's go to our, we could use literally any PC.
Yes.
To get to our OneDrive for Business site. So I went to office.com, logged in, and so now I'm at our homepage, and I'm, this is our what is it, the Office 365 start screen or homepage. So I can click on OneDrive from here, or OneDrive in the menu, and it brings me to my OneDrive for Business site, or as I like to say, this is where my stuff is. This is where I put my stuff.
Yep.
And like any folder structure, you can see this nice, you know, folder view, tree view. You can go into a specific folder and find out the stuff there. You can go back. You can go to a top level. Typical things you could do with any, you know, directory structure. So one thing you can do that's kind of cool is you could create a brand new document. And if I click the new button here, now I can say, well, what am I going to do? Create a new Word document, Excel, PowerPoint, and or I can create a brand new folder in here.
Sure.
So if I create a new Word document, this is different. It automatically creates the document and allows me to edit it immediately. So this is one of the advantages of OneDrive for Business over other sync and share solutions, is the integration with other Office products. So now I'm in my document, and I'll say this is my very important, important document, talking and typing, not a strength of mine.
Yeah.
What's cool though is that I'm in Office Online and it's saving immediately.
Yep.
So one of the things you'll notice is there's no save button. And that's because Office Online is integrated tightly with Office 365. So I can just go, you know, back to my OneDrive for Business, and it created me, this new document just now. And so I could rename it if I want. And so what's also kind of cool is now if I'm in my OneDrive for Business trying to figure out, well, which document do I need, right? I've got two called Document and Document 1. Which one's which? I click on the ellipses button, and this gives me a preview, right? This is Word Online that's actually giving me a preview so I can know, hey, is this the document I really need? It's really cool and really lights up, especially when you go into, let's say, a PowerPoint presentation. And now I can see, hey, is this the document I really want to work on? And
oh,
I can
great.
Just, again, I'm previewing this.
Yep.
This is Office Online, just right in, within OneDrive for Business. And I can say, oh, nah, that's not what I wanted to see.
Right.
Or maybe it is. If I choose to open a document, it will open it up immediately. Almost immediately.
Apparently. Almost.
In Word, is this Word Online? Yeah, Word Online.
Yep. There it comes.
Thank you. I'm ready now.
It's coming. There we go. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So I've got Word Online, and now I can take a look. Hey, I can work with this document. I can now choose, do I want to edit it here or edit it in the Word full client? And I can click on Edit in Word, and it's going to automatically open up Word 2013. And I can certainly sign in. Yes.
Great.
And now I'm here. But yep. like Chris mentioned earlier, one of the greatest things about, you know, OneDrive for Business is its integration with other products. So when I go to the file menu and I hit Save As, I can now save this in my OneDrive for Business site. And you'll see this right here. I can save it in, you know, the SharePoint sites. I have the option to save it in my personal OneDrive. We'll talk about the difference
later. We will talk. Yep.
And there's also the ability via group policy if I want to disable the ability for OneDrive to show up because I don't want my work documents to, let's say, leave the building or leave my scope of management. So it's that integration that's really key. So what document is this? This is Northwind proposal that I'm opening up here. So yeah, I'll just close this and go back to my OneDrive for Business site. Another neat thing is you can see, you can do an easy search and say, hey, do I want to search for stuff? And automatically I just put in the word Contoso and it comes up with, well, here's all the documents in this site, my OneDrive for Business, that have the word Contoso in there. And so even the document Northwind proposal has the word Contoso inside, which is kind of cool. So I can better search for my stuff.
Great search feature.
All right, so that's just, you know, the I would say the typical way a Windows user would get to OneDrive for Business, right, is through the browser.
Yep.
But there's other ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So some other ways that we can try, well, we have apps for our phones.
Sure.
Our devices. So, you know, in my my Windows phone, I can open my OneDrive. I don't know if you can see this very well, but you can open your OneDrive. And on the Windows phone, which is really nice, the OneDrive app has been upgraded recently to also support OneDrive for Business. So I can open my OneDrive for Business sites. And what's even better is I can open multiple sites. So maybe I have... you know, my personal OneDrive for Business site. Maybe I have another alias that I use, or you know, a home tenant or another domain that I use. I can open that as well. So I can open multiple OneDrive sites from my Windows phone, which is really
nice.
You
can get to your stuff from that phone.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a Windows phone, so obviously, you know, Microsoft products is going to be pretty well integrated with that.
Right, right.
Another great use case is I've got an iPad.
Yep.
So if you just go back to my screen, I am showing my iPad on my Windows computer. And so what I can do, I've got a OneDrive for Business folder right there, and I can see all my stuff right here. And in
There's
fact,
your new document
I just, yeah, I just refreshed my document one that I created today. And what I can do is select it, and it's going to show up in the default app. Hit on the ellipses button in the lower right, open in another app, and I can open up in the Word for iPad app.
Yep.
Right? And obviously, as you can see, it's a very, very important document.
Yep, it is very important.
But also, what's neat, if I go to the back button, I can see here's my recently used list. This is another power of OneDrive for Business as it's integrated with Office 365. Is now I can see, like the last document I opened on my Windows P was that Northwind proposal.
Yep.
So it shows up here, right? So now I can see my most recently used list, and the things that I access in OneDrive for Business, I can access anywhere. And it comes up as, okay, here's the stuff I've used recently. Is this what you want to go to? So my most recently used list follows me wherever I go to whatever device.
All right.
It's kind of neat.
And you may think, there's all kinds of document sharing apps, right? But one of the great things about the OneDrive for Business app is it can be controlled by your IT department, by your admin. So
exactly.
Using some mobile device management from Microsoft and Windows Intune, you can actually, on an iOS device, you can actually prevent me from opening a document on my iOS device and then or accessing it through OneDrive and then opening it in anything except for the approved Office or Word apps, which is kind of nice. So you have these capabilities, and I'm sure that if there's not an MVA video on that yet, there will be one shortly.
Yeah, we recently announced that Office 365 MDM, Mobile Device Management, is going to be built into Office 365, I think coming the early part of 2015.
Yep.
So all the stuff that Chris mentioned, you're going to be able to see it very shortly.
Yep. Yep. So you know, you have some great great things happening on that front. So
cool.
Yep.
All right. Let's go back to our presentation and where were we?
On yours. Yep.
So now we're best right where you were leading into. OneDrive versus OneDrive for Business.
What is
the difference? Do you want to do this, or you want me to do this?
I can do it.
Okay.
Let me get my demo up. I was just getting ready for the next.
Thinking ahead. I like it.
I'm thinking ahead. Sorry. There we go. And I'm ready. Great. So OneDrive versus OneDrive for Business. What's the difference? Okay. OneDrive is free online personal storage that you get with either a Microsoft account or Outlook.com. Okay. OneDrive is for saving documents, photos, and other files for personal reasons. My phone, every picture I take automatically uploads to my personal OneDrive. I don't necessarily want those pictures that I take of my kids, my family, those kind of things in my OneDrive for Business folder. So my phone is set to sync directly with OneDrive for personal reasons, right? OneDrive for Business is provided through a subscription to SharePoint Online or Office 365.
Right.
In Office 365.
It's a great point. So if I take my Windows phone and take a picture. Yeah, that's nice.
Smile. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good picture.
All right.
So that goes up to my personal OneDrive for Business site because it's not yet a work document. Maybe I'll get you to autograph, print it out, and get you to autograph this later.
Sure,
but
absolutely.
Right now, it's just a personal thing. It's something that I'm going to use. And I'm going to be able to show all my kids, hey, look who I worked with.
Right.
I knew him when.
and so that's a great feature because what happens, we drop our phones, we lose them, we forget them in a taxi cab. You know, all kinds of things happen with our phones. And that all that information is instantly put up into OneDrive. So it's saved right away. OneDrive for Business, online storage, again, intended for business purposes. Same name, similar name, OneDrive, OneDrive for Business. Two totally separate locations for your files, personal versus business files.
Right, so OneDrive is stored in our consumer cloud.
Yep.
And you know, OneDrive for Business is stored in our enterprise or our commercial cloud. So OneDrive for Business is part of SharePoint Online.
Right.
So it can be managed just like any other SharePoint site. So I've gotten this from customers is, well, OneDrive is free. So why wouldn't I want to save my stuff in OneDrive? Because then I don't have to pay for it. Don't have to pay for an Office 365 account.
Right.
Well, the biggest challenge, which usually ends the conversation, is, great, I've got a work document. I store it in OneDrive. Now it is entirely gone from administrative control.
Right.
Depending on the sensitivity of that document, that can be a huge problem. So there's no management, IT management controls around OneDrive, which is why it's personal.
Yep.
This is where my super picture of Chris that I just took is going to go to my OneDrive site. And I don't really need my IT administrators to manage that.
Right. I can't change a user's password or reset a user's password for OneDrive. I can for OneDrive for Business. I can manage that completely. So some things to take note of. The OneDrive for Business library is managed at the organizational level and lets you share and collaborate on work documents with coworkers. And if you're still confused, Microsoft has a kind of a statement on their OneDrive for Business TechNet article. In OneDrive for Business is shortened to OneDrive in the Office 365 portal. And the statement is, in the header elsewhere on your SharePoint or Office 365 site, OneDrive appears as an abbreviation of OneDrive for Business to keep things simpler. So in your Office 365 portal, in the admin console, or not that, the portal itself, if you hover over the word OneDrive in the top of the portal, top of the screen, it it pops up and shows you that it's OneDrive for Business.
You know, it kind of is like there's the industry seems to be going where personal and work stuff sometimes seems to be commingling, and that is great for some. It can be scary for others, right? So user empowerment, responsible empowerment is a mantra of ours. But that sometimes make people who think, well, IT control is very important as well.
Yep.
And so the OneDrive and OneDrive for Business naming is purposeful, but we do definitely have controls around OneDrive for Business. It is a SharePoint site, and it can be managed like any other SharePoint environment. In fact, you can put OneDrive for Business entirely on-prem. It can be part of SharePoint Online.
Yes, it can.
Or SharePoint 2013.
Yep.
Which is great. So, and that's because, you know, we see the industry is going in a way that, you know, personal and work stuff is kind of commingled. We talked about the upcoming Office 365 MDM. Yep. And one of the features that you can see is if data is consumed on my personal device that's coming from OneDrive for Business, I can make sure that data doesn't get shared with my or can't be shared with my personal stuff here.
Right.
So in case I leave the company, that data can be wiped immediately. Only my work stuff, or I left the company, my former work stuff.
Right. Right. Great. All right. So synchronization.
Right. So that's another feature. We've talked about being able to use your stuff anywhere you go, which is great, right? I can purposely or accidentally break a device. Doesn't matter. My stuff is in the cloud. It's one of the biggest advantages of it.
Sure.
I used to carry around, a Surface device, Surface 1, that I dropped from a table a little higher, maybe about 4 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And it cracked, and it looks like a kaleidoscope now.
Right.
But I usually use that as a prop when I go to customers, and I say, see this broken screen? This is why I love the cloud. I ended up getting a new one, and within minutes, I had all my stuff. It was great.
Yep.
Well, eventually it was great. Breaking a Surface wasn't so great.
Right. So let's jump right into a demo on how to sync, because that's important. Maybe we want to we're on a plane. We want to work on some documents while we're flying. So, we want to synchronize documents down to our laptop workstation so we can work on them locally. And then as soon as we have internet access again, let them sync back up with the cloud. So let's jump right into our demo. Okay, so I'm back on this Windows 8 PC. If I look at my File Explorer, I don't have any synchronized anything. I have my PC, this is all my local, my C drive, and a temporary storage drive. So if I wanna get my OneDrive files down here, I can log into OneDrive for Business, so I'm there. And no matter where I am, I happen to be down in the demo stuff folder. I can go ahead and click sync right here on the screen. And when I do that, it's going to pop up and it's going to say, "This sync this library to your device for easy access." And if for some reason I don't have the app, I can click on this link that'll allow me to get the app. Now, why wouldn't I have the app? There's a couple different reasons.
Sure.
Maybe I have, on this particular PC, I only have Office 2010. The app's not included in Office 2010, so I might need to download that app and install it, okay? But we do, so we're gonna hit sync now. It says contacting the server. All right, and it's ready to sync your OneDrive. So here is the link to my OneDrive location, all right? And it's gonna save it in my local admin. And I have options to change if I'd like to. I can change where that save location is, that cache copy of those documents are on my machine. We're going to leave those in the default location, and we're going to say sync now. And so Microsoft keeps us up to date on what's going on. We're getting ready to sync. Things shouldn't take this long. Looks like they're syncing as we speak. This is the location of them. You notice it's still users local admin, added a new folder, and I can do show my files. All right, so now I have OneDrive Contoso. All
right. Right under favorites. Very
right under favorites. And notice that on the web page, I was in the browser. I was actually in the folder demo stuff, but it didn't just sync that one folder. That's not a feature that's available. It synced the whole OneDrive library.
There you go.
Okay. So I've got everything. You saw, I don't know if you could see real quick, there we go.
There you go. Oh, so it's got those green checkboxes.
Bunch of green check marks. You can see those here, that everything is synced fine. Okay.
So that's what the green checkbox means. It's not just the file there, but it's synced successfully.
Synced successfully, exactly.
Cool.
All right, and if I look down at my taskbar, I've got the Cloud OneDrive for Business icon now, and it is up to date. Okay. So that is the OneDrive for Business sync client for syncing your OneDrive for Business location to your computer. So now your users or yourself, you can access files the way you used to access them right through the File Explorer. Okay.
Cool.
Great. Back to PowerPoint. Sync issues. So
which never happened.
Never happened.
But
we don't ever have any sync. Never have any sync issues at all. So OneDrive for Business sync app may occasionally have problems uploading or downloading files. This is getting better. We're seeing less sync issues than when OneDrive for Business first came out. So it's getting better, and Microsoft is really putting a lot of time and energy into making this a great product. So. Yeah. Some errors may be from invalid characters, file types not allowed, permissions to a library. Maybe you don't have the right permissions. The library is too large. So that can always be a problem if you're trying to sync, a full video library of corporate videos or something that have been done. So, if you're trying to sync that whole library, you may have issues with that. I know we said we had unlimited space, but you got to remember how large your library is.
And that's how large of space you have if you're syncing.
Right, and how much space you have on your local device, too. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So a sync error will overlay the OneDrive for Business menu icon when an error occurs. Okay, so there'll be a little triangle with exclamation point in the middle. If you're having a lot of sync issues, consider running a repair to reset your connections. Now, a repair does the following. It disconnects all libraries, reconnects those libraries, and it creates an archived copy of any file that had unsynced changes. So if the file having problems was on your local computer, on the local drive, and wasn't being able to be synced up to OneDrive for Business, then it's going to create an archived copy of that file to so it doesn't overwrite it or anything like that. So you'll be fine there.
You know, what's interesting is we added the repair feature sometime in spring of 2014.
Right.
Because like you said, there were some sync problems. Well, coincidentally is that, this is one of the values of a cloud service, is we're able to more rapidly add feature improvements, bug fixes. Because it's a cloud service, we can add it a lot quicker than, waiting for a service pack or waiting for a full version. So around springtime, we added the repair feature. And since then, the amount of support issues that we've had about repair or sync problems have gone way down.
Right.
And not just because people can repair them themselves, because the sync client is, we've gotten rid of a lot of bugs, a lot of performance enhancements.
Yep.
So now we have this option based on user feedback. Another value of cloud services is we can rapidly innovate based on the feedback we get that now is not used as much because the product's better.
Right. Exactly. So one of the questions you may be asking yourself right now is, okay, I'm watching you guys. I just hovered over my icon. I right-clicked it. I don't have a repair feature, a repair option. Do I not have the right client? Those kind of things. So no, you do. but you only see that icon if you're currently having issues.
Right, so you shouldn't see the repair button, right?
Unless you're having an issue, unless you have that triangle, you're not going to see the repair button. So, you know, it's great thing for Microsoft to you know, only put stuff in the menu that when it's needed. So, great. So,
nice.
All right.
Contextual.
So, shall we take a look at a demo of repairing?
Certainly, it's a great idea.
Great. All right, so here's my folder, or you know, my OneDrive for Business. We've got three documents in there, and you know what? I'm going to go into the NDA folder, and I've got this NDA document on my desktop, and yeah, I'm not supposed to. They told
Can you
me
zoom in. I'm having a hard time.
Oh, sure, absolutely. So yeah, there we go. So this document I have on my desktop right here.
NDA super. Does look super.
Yeah, it is. So this is my super NDA document. And, you know, my IT department has told me stop saving documents on your desktop because they're not backed up. They're not stored in the cloud. They're not secure. If I lose my laptop, they're gone. So, okay, great. Well, I'm going to drag that document up to, I'm going to put it in my OneDrive location and let it synchronize. Okay. So as it synchronizes, you can see I can zoom in again. I've got
the
synchronize. It's working on it right here. And you see that? All right. So it's synchronizing and it's working on it. It's trying to get up there. Let's see.
It actually zoom it freezes the screen. So
it does. So there we go. I have a red X. Okay.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. So if I go down to my toolbar, and I have an orange triangle there as well. So let me right click on that. I now have a repair and a view sync problems. I'm going to go ahead and view the sync problems, and it says the file name contains invalid characters. Rename the file, and to see a list of invalid characters, please look in help. So apparently I've named this file with an invalid character, and that's why it can't sync.
Yeah.
All right. So even though it was an okay file on my desktop, it has a character that's not allowed, so I can't sync it. So we're going to close that, and I'm just going to take a look at it, and just because I'm guessing, I'm going to say that it's that pound sign.
Wow.
So I'm going to remove the pound sign. I'm going to save it. And let's see what happens. So right now we still have a red X, I have the sync and a green checkbox.
That's great.
Wonderful. All right.
So that's the advantage of the sync client is you put something in your local folder, it syncs up.
Yep.
You create or put something in your online OneDrive for Business, it syncs down.
Yep.
And what you just showed is the hard way of what if there's a problem?
So right.
We had to work on it trying to make sure we could break it.
And if I look at my icon, I'm perfectly good. No errors, and I don't have a repair or view sync issues in my menu.
Cool.
So, great. So, let's go back to PowerPoint. All right.
Syncing.
Syncing SharePoint libraries. So, maybe my company has given me a site library that... you know, I'm working on a specific project with a group of colleagues, and I want to be able to work on these files offline. I'm flying across country, something like that. So I want to sync those down to my desktop. So I can do that with OneDrive for Business. It allows me to work with these files directly in File Explorer and access them when I'm offline and automatically sync as soon as the computer comes back online. This is a great feature. So.
Yeah.
So OneDrive for Business sync app must be installed in order to sync libraries. Okay. And then there's two different methods to sync. I'm going to talk about both of them and then we'll do a demonstration.
Perfect.
Method one, we're going to sign into Office 365 or SharePoint, navigate to the SharePoint library that you want to sync, select the sync button. If you don't see a sync button, select the library tab and then select sync in the connect and export group. The sync button will be grayed out if you don't have permissions to sync the library.
You know, what's cool is that OneDrive for Business is kind of like two components. There's the, you know, place where you store your stuff, and it includes a sync client that will sync that stuff and allows you to sync not just your OneDrive for Business data, but but other SharePoint libraries, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
SharePoint Online
SharePoint
or SharePoint 2013 library.
Right.
Got it.
Yep. Method two. So let's say you would use this method if maybe a colleague sent you, hey, I'm working on this library. I set this up. Here's the link to this library. Go ahead and sync it down. So in the Windows notification area, select the OneDrive for Business icon and then select sync a new library. Enter the web address. You need that whole web address of the library that you want to sync and then select sync now. All right. So we have some limits on syncing OneDrive for Business and site libraries. You can sync up to 20,000 items in your OneDrive for Business library, including folders and files. So that's a lot of items. You might not want to sync them all. you can sync up to 5,000 items in site libraries, including folders and files. And then in any library, you can download files up to 2 gigabytes.
Currently. Like OneDrive for Business, the consumer site,
is up to 10.
Recently changed to 10.
Yep.
And so we've heard that's coming.
Yep.
OneDrive for Business as well.
Yep. All right. So let's jump into another demo. Okay. So I've got a shortcut to a SharePoint library that I would like to sync to my local machine. So, you know, like they talked about previously, we have two methods of syncing this. If I click the blue button here, I can sync the document, the library itself, or I can go to the icon and sync a new library. I don't have the whole path, so I'm going to click on the sync button.
That does seem pretty easy.
It is a little bit easier. So I'm going to go ahead and hit sync now. All right, now I have the whole path that's shown to me in the app that pops up. So, and it's going to save to the same location as my OneDrive for Business library. So, users, local admin, because that's my name. And I'm going to say sync now. Shouldn't take too long, I don't think.
That's why it says it right
there.
Yeah,
Microsoft's great. They'll let us know what's going on. This shouldn't take too long. It should be pretty close. There we go. Your files are syncing as we speak. Go take a look. So let's take a look at them. All right, so now, as you can see, I have some new information here.
Oh, okay.
I've got a new favorite that showed up right here. I now have my OneDrive Contoso and a SharePoint site.
Nice. Okay.
In the center of the screen, you can see that my documents are, I have the sync, that's not what I want to do. I have the sync library, or the sync,
Indicator
indicating that my files are syncing right here. All right, so they should be going pretty good. Now notice I was in the demo docs library, but maybe that was just a folder. So in my SharePoint site, if I go back, I have SharePoint, Contoso Team Site Documents. Ooh, that's the whole library.
Yeah.
Okay.
So current functionality is it syncs the entire library,
And from no matter where you press the sync button from.
Right.
Yep. So you can see I've got some green check marks. The demo doc site is synchronized completely. And if we look at it in the web browser and compare it to my file folder structure, it's the same. So all the files came across. I don't have any sync errors. If I go up one, I have three green checkbox.
Great.
All right. So.
All right. So let's see what's next.
All right. Syncing SharePoint libraries. If you need to stop syncing a library. All right. So project's done. You've completed it. No longer need those files on my workstation anymore. My laptop. I can stop syncing those libraries. So. And you can also pause. And some reasons for pausing the syncing might be I'm in a hotel. I've don't have great internet access. I need to do something else on my computer. I need to free some system resources so I can pause that syncing. Now the difference is that if I can stop syncing a library, removes that library, it's gone out of my sync. But my other libraries are still there. I could have multiple libraries all synced up. If I pause, it pauses everything. It's like I turn off the service.
So
the sync
you turn off the syncing process for everything.
For everything that's,
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. So a couple different ways to pause. Stop syncing a library with the OneDrive for Business app. select the OneDrive for Business icon at the bottom of your screen, select stop syncing a folder, select the folder you want to stop syncing, and then stop syncing. All right. Hmm. To pause, we just select pause syncing, and that, like I said, that stops the syncing of all the folders. Okay. And we have a demo on this.
Yeah, really, Chris, let's see it.
All right, let's do that. So I have my libraries. I have my OneDrive and my SharePoint. All right, and if I right-click on my OneDrive for Business icon, and let's start with stop syncing a folder. So it comes up my list of folder. I may have 15 libraries synced in here, but right now we have two. So I can also stop syncing my personal, my OneDrive for Business Contoso, OneDrive for Business library.
Right.
Or I can stop syncing my team site. Okay. So I'm going to stop syncing the team site. This will permanently stop syncing the Contoso team site documents. Yes, right. I'd like to continue.
No more additional stuff will come down or go back
no
up.
No more additional stuff will come down or go back up. Okay. So that is done. All right. Now it's still here, but notice that there's no sync.
Okay.
So
The
checkbox is gone. So to permanently get rid of it, I need to come in and drag it to the trash can or recycle bin. Not trash can, recycle bin. All right. So or delete it. Okay. This is gone. All right. I still have my OneDrive for Business.
Okay.
Location. All right. If I want to pause syncing, I can pause syncing. All right. And now when I go look at my icon, I have a big red X on it that syncing is paused. And I can start it back up again with the resume.
Great.
So simple, straightforward demo. How to stop syncing libraries, how to pause syncing libraries. Okay.
That's pretty easy. So next we have, for more information. So there is a lot of stuff here that, you know, we talked about. It was very, in my opinion, the end user focused demo. Here's the stuff, how I can use OneDrive for Business, how I can sync it, how I can navigate to it, access my stuff anywhere I want. So we have a couple resources that you can go to if you want more information. The OneDrive blog, the bottom link there, that's where any announcements will become about any changes to features, or additional capacity, or additional stuff that's going on.
Yep.
That's where we would, you know, do all those late-breaking announcements.
Yep.
Also, although you may not have any sync problems, we do have some sites that you can go to. Ones, you know, both off our office.com and our support area. There's a great one. In fact, let's go to the first one. That will show you if you're having sync problems. Here's a host of stuff that you can check for. So you can verify, do you have the business OneDrive for Business sync app? Is it local?
Right.
So there's a bunch of different things that may be a problem. So this is great to educate, say, your help desk or first level support to determine, if someone calls and says, I'm getting this red X, I have this exclamation point, what do I do? Things aren't right.
Yep.
This can be a good resource for them. There's also more information about, what exactly is the repair command doing? Chris did a great job at showing all that. And that is it for this module.
All right.
So thank you for joining us today. And we've got one more module later on about more of administering OneDrive for Business. So we talked today about the end user features of OneDrive for Business. Now we're going to go take a step over to the IT world. How do I manage it? How do I administer it?
Right. Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.